Hi, and welcome to the Fertility Warriors podcast. I'm Robin Birkin, and I am so grateful and honoured that you're here today. From my own journey with infertility and loss to becoming a mind-body practitioner and holistic fertility coach, it is my sincere hope that I can help make your journey to conceive lighter, more supported, and easier by sharing deep emotional well-being guidance, doable conception tips, and real talk about what infertility and loss looks like. I'm here with you every step of the way. Now let's begin. Hi, Warrior, and thank you for listening to the podcast. It's an absolute pleasure to chat with you every week. A big honor for me, and every week I receive a report that tells me how many people have listened to the podcast. And I am just ever so grateful to each and every one of you who has subscribed to the podcast and who tunes in every week, whether it's when you're driving to work, whether that's, you know, before you get in the shower or when you're driving or going for a walk in the morning. I'm so appreciative to you, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today's podcast might have some aha moments for some of you, because it's something that we don't talk about often but should talk about more. And I mean, a lot of people, when you go into a fertility clinic, not many people have heard of things like life coaches and mind-body work and all of those things. Yet here I am, having taken this path in life, and we've had hundreds of clients go through our signature programs. The signature program that we have at the moment is called The Reset. There's 12 modules of really powerful videos accompanied by worksheets to help you get your energy back, get your joy back, feel calm, feel confident, feel peaceful again. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what we cover in The Reset, all of the details, then the best starting point is to go to my free masterclass. It's at robinbirkin.com/masterclass. Very easy. And you can go in there, you can sign up to the free training where we talk more about the stress and the anxiety of trying to conceive, of infertility, of pregnancy loss, and how you can start to, instead of it dragging down every area of your life, stop that and start dragging up every area of your life. And so you can sign up to watch that free training at robinbirkin.com/masterclass. But here's 7 reasons why you may want to invest your time, your energy, you know, into really working on having a strong mindset whilst you navigate trying to conceive, infertility, loss, and all of the challenges that come along with that. So number one is that in doing the mindset work, you are less derailed and more supported through setbacks and big decisions. And I think that we can often have the misconception that everything will be the same. The reality is that you may have bigger hiccups and bigger setbacks and bigger hurdles on your journey and need to make big decisions or deal with really big disappointments. Can I tell you, learning the skills to navigate, you know, if all shit hits the fan in the next step, even if, you know, you don't feel like you're skipping through clouds of marshmallows, but learning skills to help self-soothe, to help regulate, to help you analyze and, you know, make decisions, as well as having the support through your darkest moments, is incredible. Number two is, and this is one of the biggest benefits that we see, is that if you do get pregnant, you get to have more of that pregnancy that you are dreaming of, rather than a pregnancy that is filled with anxiety. Women who have gone through infertility are about 4 times more likely to have things like postpartum depression, which sucks, but means that it's all the more important that we get the help now rather than later. I want you to have that pregnancy that you dream of. I want you to be able to enjoy and savor every moment of your pregnancy and feel strong, feel confident, feel calm, and feel really good. Where often I used to have a free Facebook group for IVF pregnancies, and we used to find regularly, literally nearly every post was from women navigating infertility who hadn't had any kind of formal support, guidance, coaching, courses, whatever, you know, maybe they weren't seeing a therapist or anything, and just feeling like their pregnancy was really hard, feeling like they couldn't step into enjoying their pregnancy. I want you to enjoy your pregnancy. So that's another reason why doing some work around your mindset and having a strong mindset can support you, and why it's a game changer. The next one, number three, is that your relationship improves. When we learn how to model support, model help, model a strong mindset, model, you know, really good reflection skills and self-analysis and self-awareness, that only helps our relationship. It can be destroying to your relationship when both of you are, it's almost like both of you are drowning and accidentally taking each other down with you. You want to be able to rise up and then lift your partner up as well, so that you both come out of this with better communication skills, with a better ability to navigate hurdles and setbacks together. And your relationship will only improve once you are feeling better. When you're feeling better, they're feeling better, everyone's feeling better. So that is number three, is that your relationship improves. Number four, and this one is also major, you make better decisions and quicker decisions rather than sitting in indecision for a really long time, or rather than doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You are able to navigate the pros, the cons, the scary things, the bold things, and make better and bigger decisions. You're able to feel more confident in the decisions that you're making and advocate for yourself better and feel more empowered. Number five is a deep feeling of peace that you've done the work. So, a lot of people will join the Reset program. When you join, you fill out like a welcome survey. And when we ask people, what has led you to join the Reset? A big thing that people will say is, I wanted to have peace of mind that I had tried everything. I wanted to have endeavored to live my best life. I wanted to have, you know, at least made the effort to have tried to feel like better. And so this is before people go through the program. They say, I just want the peace of mind that, you know, I've done the work rather than having had done or tried nothing different. Okay. Because a lot of people will join at the same time as they see a therapist. A lot of people will join at the same time as they might be doing something else. And that's perfectly fine. You can be doing, if what you're doing right now isn't enough, you can absolutely do layer on multiple things to help support you through, you know, what is a really big and significant life event. Number six, reason to invest your time in a strong mindset is because you were never taught. You know, we learnt phys ed at school. We learnt sex ed. Amazing. Who taught us mental health ed or emotional well-being ed? Nobody. So we don't know necessarily how to self-regulate. We don't know, you know, exactly how to reflect. We don't know how to tune into self-awareness. We don't know how to process and move through our feelings. We are the generation who were told to go to our rooms, who were told to, you know, be seen and never heard. So we were kind of taught to cover up our emotions, which, you know, judging by the statistics, was not a great strategy. So we were never taught. So sometimes now this is the first quite traumatic experience that we've been through in our lives. And it is the point where a lot of people have the aha moment that actually I've never been taught how to sit with my feelings, process my feelings, you know, assess my life and make empowered decisions and decide that, okay, well, I don't want every future experience to be like this. I don't want to sit in this muddy fog of infertility, feeling like I've, you know, it's derailing my entire life and I don't know how long this will continue for. I don't want to continue living my life this way, so I need to learn the tools. So lots of people decide that, well, actually, now is the time for me to learn because I was never taught in school. Number seven, the last reason to develop a strong mindset is because it's practicing self-care. I'm not talking about bubble baths and a glass of champagne or drinking a kombucha or anything like that. I am saying that part of self-care is almost like parenting yourself and learning how to do that, learning how to self-soothe, learning how to regulate your emotions. And it's almost like uncovering a new you as you transition, you know, into the next iteration of who you are in your life, and as you grow and discover things about yourself, about who you are, or maybe even change, but that it's part of self-care. It's an active reflection process is often part of self-care. It's not necessarily once and done. There are certain activities and mindsets and concepts about your brain that once you know, you know, but a big active part of self-care is actively practicing mindfulness, actively learning more about who you are, actively reflecting on who you are. So a lot of people will join because it's part of their active self-care process. So those are seven reasons why you might invest in doing the emotional work to develop a strong mindset. And those are some of the reasons why we work with people in our program, The Reset, and why we'd love to invite you to join us as well. If any of those resonated with you, then you can check out my free masterclass at robinburkin.com/masterclass to learn some really incredible facts and strategies behind what might be keeping you stressed and anxious whilst conceiving and what you can do about it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. As always, I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye.
Before you go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the Fertility Warriors. And if you'd like to keep the conversation going, you can come and find me at Robin Burkin on Instagram. I share content almost every day. I answer lots of your questions and I love hearing from you at Robin Burkin on my Instagram channel. That's all for me today, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.